Thanks very much, Charlotte. What a fantastic Q&A. And we have got some questions coming in. One, Valerie, from Sophia. She asks, have you thought about setting the poem Don't Do It, Do It to music?
that's another area where I'm not that... I'm not that good. I can't play any instruments or anything like that. So with many of my poems, I sing. I can write lyrics, and I can... I know what the tunes are in my head, but actually writing out the music myself, I would be no good at that. So lots of people have put my poems to, some people have put my poems to music. And yes, if anybody wants to do that, that's, I'm open. I, to be honest, this collection is still so new that I haven't decided how I'm going to present all the poems, and I'm still working on that section. So there are some which I know, okay, this is going to be that, but you know, often poems evolve as you read them, and as you get more familiar with them, you change things in the presentation, and that's an idea. Thank you, Sophia.
And another question from Virginia, Valerie, about your writing process. She simply asks, what is your writing process?
Ah.
She also says, they seem effortless.
Thank you, Virginia. that's far from effortless writing it, I can tell you. Basically, I get an idea and I write down all the ideas that around that. Usually I write in for poems, I write in a notebook just because I have I feel like there's a connection between the paper and the pencil and myself and my thoughts. In saying that, I have to have special pencils or pens, you know, a very, very fine point. Very fine, very sharp pencils if I'm writing. Otherwise, the thoughts don't come.
That's a brilliant piece of advice. There's a really fantastic question as well, Valerie, about, do you have a favourite child age to write for?
That's really interesting. Well, most of the work I do to Key Stage 2, so... I guess I am very particular writing for that age group. But then I write a lot of nursery rhymes and things like that as well. So little babies, I like to write for as well. But definitely I prefer writing for children than for adults, though I have written for adults. But
and as you say, adults young in spirit, as they often are found secretly buying your books. And a question from Erin, how do you approach more mature topics in children's books? And I guess there's a secondary question about what are your, and what are publishers, what are publishers' opinions on their inclusion?
It's... tricky because with things, adult concerns which are too dark for children, it's sometimes you have to get the balance. So I tend to think like a child, and children know what's going on in the adult world because it's affect them. So I speak as a child when I'm writing about those and the effects it has on a child. So if I am a child, I know what. So for instance, there's the poem called Mom Says She Loves Me, which I meant to do. And it just goes, Mom says she loves me and I believe her. Dad says he loves me and he's not a deceiver. They say that they'll always love me forever. I just wish that they could love me together. So it's looking from the child's point of view at the issues.
Thank you, that's beautiful. Valerie, we've got time for two questions from two children in the audience. One is from Sarah. Actually, Chloe is age 9. Do you find it easiest to write rhyming poems?
Ah, yes, I do. You know what? I find it hard not to rhyme. I sit down to write, the rhymes want to take over. So sometimes I have to say, get back. Yeah, I am. For some reason, they just come very naturally. And I guess because they help me. And most of my poems I perform, I don't read. So this is something new for me, really. And I perform them without the book. So I have to memorize them. And the rhymes help me to do that. But also the rhymes add rhythm to poetry. That's one way of adding rhythm. So it's quite good to use that. And children love rhymes. It's the rollicking rhythm of it. So yes.
Brilliant. I think you've also answered Amber's question about your favourite types of poems. One final question. How many poems have you written, says Daniel, age 6?
Ooh, thousands. Yes, I've quite a few poetry books, but also lots of poems which haven't been published. I write them. And when I was doing this book, I was amazed at how many poems I came across, which I hadn't used before. I have lots of poems in other anthologies and things like that as well. So quite a few poems.
Quite a few. And before we hear your final two poems, Valerie, I just want to, we thought we'd end on poetry tonight, but I wanted to thank you for joining us, and to all of our contributors, to Ken, to Charlotte, and also behind the scenes to those helping us this evening, and Janetta from Otterbury Books for asking us to host this launch, Kay Chu from Manchester Children's Book Festival, and Catherine and Martin from the Poetry Library.